Hello, this is Teacher Bear. 我是贝尔老师。小朋友，春天到了，所以今天贝尔老师要给你们介绍一本跟春天有关的英文绘本。Spring is here, so today I'm going to introduce to you an English picture book about spring. 让我们来听听吧。Let's listen to it. An English picture book. Busy spring. Nature wakes up. 英文绘本。忙碌的春天。万物苏醒。Story, 故事。Sean Taylor and Alex Morse. Illustrator, 插画家。新一曲。In the winter time, the garden felt quiet and gray, and it looked like it was sleeping.
冬天的花园给人一种安静、灰暗的感觉，而且看起来就像是在睡觉。
Then, one morning, Dad was wearing his sweater with a hole in it. That meant it was a good day for going outside to do gardening.
然后有一天早晨，爸爸穿着一件破了洞的毛衣，这就代表着那天是去花园做园艺的好日子。
And it was.
的确如此。
I went. So did my little sister Jasmine.
我去了花园，我的妹妹茉莉也一起去了。
The yard was bright, and birds were singing.Hopping and pecking.
院子里光线明亮，鸟儿在唱歌、跳跃、啄食。
A big bee flew by in a hurry. Everything smelled like wet earth and sunshine.
一只大蜜蜂匆匆飞过，一切闻起来像潮湿的泥土和阳光。
It's warm,
said Jasmine.
很温暖，
茉莉说。
Dad nodded.
It's spring.
爸爸点点头。
春天到了。
Dad told us he had digging to do, and we could carry things to the compost heap, then help plant carrots.
爸爸告诉我们，他得做挖掘工作，我们可以把东西搬到堆肥上。然后帮忙种植胡萝卜。
He said,
Let's see where I left the fork.
他说，
看看我把叉铲放在哪里了。
Let's see,
said Jasmine.
我们来找找。
茉莉说。
She splashed through a puddle.
她跳过一滩水溅起水花。
Birds flew up and continued chattering in the trees.
鸟儿飞了起来，继续在树上叽叽喳喳地叫着。
The birds are all busy, I said.
鸟儿们都很忙，我说。
Dad told us.
Everything's busy. The plants are busy. The animals are busy. Spring's a busy time.
爸爸告诉我们。
一切都很忙，植物很忙，动物们很忙。春天是个忙碌的季节。
Jasmine shouted,
"Busy spring!"
茉莉大喊，
忙碌的春天。
Dad brushed his hand through flowers as tall as Jasmine.
爸爸用手拂过和茉莉一样高的花朵。
Bees and bugs and flies zoomed out.
蜜蜂、虫子和蜉蝣迅速飞了出来。
He told us,
The spring sunlight is nature's alarm clock. Life's waking up. Plants are racing to get more light. Some grow high. And then the wind scatters pollen from their flowers.Some paint themselves brilliant colors to attract insects.
他告诉我们，
春天的阳光是大自然的闹钟，生命正在苏醒，植物竞争着得到更多光线，有些长得很高，然后风就把花粉从花上吹散，有些把自己涂成鲜艳的颜色以吸引昆虫。
Jasmine put her face in sunflowers. They made her sneeze. 哈嚏！茉莉把脸埋在一些花里，让她打了喷嚏。You're not a bumblebee, I told her, laughing. 你不是雄蜂，我笑着告诉她。
But she ran around going,
bee, bee, bee.
但她却跑来跑去，发出声音，嗡嗡嗡嗡嗡嗡嗡。
Jasmine buzzed around the pond.
There are tadpoles,
she shouted.
茉莉在池塘边嗡嗡叫着。
You're a cuddle,
她喊道。
Dad said,
Did you know?Tadpoles turn into butterflies?
爸爸说，
你知道吗？蝌蚪会变成蝴蝶。
I told him, they turn into frogs.
我告诉他，他们变成青蛙。
Oh, yes!
laughed Dad.
Oh, 是的。
爸爸笑着说，
That's right.Frogs make too many babies to count. The fastest and the luckiest tadpoles grow big and strong. And when they become frogs, you will hear them croaking spring songs. 没错，青蛙生下多到数不清的宝宝，最快最幸运的蝌蚪长得又大又壮，当它们变成青蛙时，你会听到它们呱呱地唱着春天之歌。
Can you jump like a frog? I asked Jasmine.
你能像青蛙一样跳吗？我问茉莉。
No,
she said.
But I can fly like a flutterby.
不能，她说。
但我能像蝴蝶一样飞。
Jasmine fluttered away and fluttered back.
茉莉飞扑过去，又飞扑回来。
Birds swooped, like they were playing too. One stopped on a branch.
鸟儿俯冲而下，就像在玩耍一样。其中一只停在一根树枝上。
I said, she's eating a twig.
我说，她正在吃一根树枝。
She's not eating it,
said Dad.
她不是在吃树枝。
爸爸说，
There are lots of tasty caterpillars around for her to eat. She's collecting twigs to make a nest. And soon, there will be newborn chicks up there. 周围有很多美味的毛毛虫供她吃。他正在收集树枝来筑巢，很快就会有新生的雏鸟在那里。
叽哔叽哔
，sang Jasmine，
叽哔叽哔叽哔 ，jup jup，
茉莉唱着
，jup jup jup。
It didn't sound quite like the birds, but it sounded happy like them.
听起来不太像鸟儿的叫声，但听起来很开心，就像它们一样。
We still hadn't found Dad's fork. It wasn't by the shed, but the hole where the fox lives was. And Jasmine peeped down.
我们还是没有找到爸爸的叉铲，不是在棚子旁边。不过我们发现了狐狸住的洞。茉莉也往下偷看。
Is the fox inside? I asked.
狐狸在里面吗？我问。
Dad nodded.
Yes.And she will have fox cubs by now.
爸爸点点头。
是的， 他现在已经有了狐狸宝宝了。
Little fox cubs,
Jasmine called.
Come and play. 狐狸宝宝，
茉莉叫着，
来玩啊。
They just want to be with their mom for now,
whispered Dad.
But they will soon be playing games in the spring sunshine. 他们现在只想和妈妈在一起。
爸爸低声说，
但他们很快就会在春天的阳光下玩游戏。
What games? I asked.
什么游戏？我问。
Rolling and bouncing,
said Dad.
And chasing and pouncing.
Then he chased us like we were foxes.
滚来滚去，蹦蹦跳跳。
爸爸说。
还有追来追去，并且扑向对方。
然后他追我们，就像我们是狐狸一样。
I ran behind the compost heap.Dad, I shouted, here's your fork.
我跑到堆肥后面。
爸爸，我大喊，你的叉铲在这里。
Dad came to get it. 爸爸来拿叉铲。
Who lives in there?
Jasmine asked.
谁住在那儿？
茉莉问。
Dad rolled back a log with the fork.
Insects,
he said.爸爸用叉铲滚动了一根圆木。
昆虫，
他说。
There were rushing ants and some woodlice. There were worms and a shiny beetle.
有匆忙的蚂蚁和一些潮虫，有蠕虫，还有一只闪亮的甲虫。
Those are nature's recyclers,
Dad told us.
They are working hard.Eating up all the dead things. 这些是大自然的回收者。
爸爸告诉我们，
他们正在努力工作，吃掉所有死去的东西。
I spotted a caterpillar next to the compost heap.
Look, I pointed. 我在堆肥旁边发现了一只毛毛虫。
看，
我指着。
Spring's all around us,
smiled Dad.
春天就在我们身边。
爸爸微笑着。
Everything's growing, feeding and making new life. That caterpillar was an egg a few days ago. Now she's eating and eating. Next, she will wrap herself up in a cocoon.Then she will change into a butterfly and find a mate. 一切都在生长、滋养并创造新的生命。前几天，那条毛毛虫还是一颗蛋。现在，它正在吃啊吃啊。接下来，它会将自己包裹在茧中，然后它会变成蝴蝶。并且找到伴侣。
Yes, I said. Tadpoles become frogs, and caterpillars become butterflies.
是的，我说。蝌蚪变成青蛙，毛毛虫变成蝴蝶。
Dad looked at Jasmine and asked,
Can you become a butterfly again?
爸爸看着茉莉问，
你还能变成蝴蝶吗？
No, she said, but I can become a frog. And off she hopped.
不，她说，
但我能变成一只青蛙。
然后她蹦跳了起来。
Mm-hmm. It might rain in a bit,
called Dad.
And we came out to do something else, didn't we? Hmm.一会儿可能会下雨。
爸爸说，
我们是出来做某事的，对吧？
Digging, I said.
挖呀挖，我说。
And planting carrots,
Jasmine told him.
还有种胡萝卜，
茉莉告诉他。
That's right,
said Dad.
Come on. 没错，
爸爸说，
快动手吧。
So we did. Birds sang along. Petals came dancing down. And we got busy.
所以我们开始挖呀挖，鸟儿们一起唱歌，花瓣飞舞落下，而我们忙了起来。
小朋友，春天是不是充满了生命力呢？你是不是也感觉到充满活力，并且为新的一年做好了准备呢？
Spring is full of vitality, isn't it? Are you feeling energized and ready for the new year?
如果你已经做好了准备，用英文你可以说
I am ready.
意思是我准备好了，请跟贝尔老师再说一次
I am ready.
小朋友，你喜欢春天吗？如果想知道四季的英文怎么说，请听听第23集哦。
Do you like spring? If you want to know how to say four seasons in English, please listen to episode 23.
我们下次见咯。See you next time!